Hey guys, this is Cindy. Welcome to the pronunciation challenge today. The video today is about some of the waitresses that works for tips feel about the tips itself. I think it's quite interesting. I've never thought the tipping culture would have this kind of disadvantages among the women who survive on the tips. But I do remember roughly 5 years ago when I first went to the States, paying the bill, it's always like a math problem. Like, do you tip 10% or 15 or 20? And how much is that in total? But 5 years have gone by and I'm still pretty bad at it. But anyways, yeah, I got pretty mad and sad at the same time after watching the video. Like, I was really surprised. I was just really struck by the idea of how tips could put waitresses in such powerless position. Okay, so the sentence of today is, I had really, really had it, and I wanted to say, I shouldn't have to take home less to my child because some guy wasn't into me that day. Smiling isn't consent. Don't touch me. This sentence actually was combined by a few sentences that different women said. Okay, and the vocabulary we have today is really, really, really 是确实实际上的意思，或是很非常十分。那如果想对一个人说我已经厌倦你一直指控我一些东西的话，就可以说 I'm really sick of your accusations. 那 sick of 就是厌倦，对某件事情厌倦的意思。所以如果你每天都吃便当的话，你就可以说 I'm sick of eating 便当 every single day. 那 certainly 的意思就是无疑的，确实的。那如果要说我们确实没有看过像这样的东西的话，就可以说 This is certainly something we haven't seen before. 那非常也可以说 very well, you've made your point. 很好，你已经表达你想要表达的重点了。那通常是比较不耐烦的时候会说出来的话。那非常、超级也可以说 super, 就是 Superman 的那个 super。The show is super interesting. 意思是说这部影集非常的有趣。那 take home 的 take 的话就是拿回家或是带着回家，那他也可以用 bring home, bring something home。 那有时候有些人在心情不好的时候，别人对自己示好的时候，可能会不耐烦，觉得很讨厌，不喜欢别人这样子同情自己的话，就可以说 take your charity with you, 意思是说我不需要你施舍我什么东西。那有时候自己在家不方便出门的时候，然后需要室友或是老公老婆帮忙带一些东西回家的话，就可以用 bring 这个字。像是如果说请你帮我买一些鸡蛋跟牛奶回家的话，就可以说 I need you to bring home some milk and eggs. 下一个是 child 是小孩或是儿童的意思，那就可以说 I raised my child all by myself because the dad's not in the picture. 意思是说孩子的爸爸没有跟我共同抚养小孩都是我一个人带拉拔长大的。那这是在影集或是电影里面会常常就会听到说谁谁谁 was not in the picture。那因为在国外很喜欢拍家庭照的合照，谁谁谁没有在那个 picture 里面的话，意思就是说他并没有参与到这个家庭的任何生活。那大部分就是用在爸爸或是妈妈抛弃这个家庭的时候会用，小孩子讲话会用到的。那另一个跟他同意的字就是 kid。 那如果说 Mrs. Young has 3 kids of her own 的意思就是说 Mrs. Young 生了三个小孩。 Brat 的意思是顽童或是很爱捣蛋的小孩。那如果要跟一个人说你不要太宠小孩，除非你希望他们以后变成一个很调皮的小孩的话，就可以说 You don't want to spoil a kid unless you want it to become a brat. 那 spoil 就是宠坏，可以当动词。那如果说 She's really spoiled 的意思就是说她整个已经被宠坏了。那刚学会走路的小朋友的英文是 toddler, toddler. I left my toddler's home with their dad so I can have a taste of freedom. 就是我把我家很小的小孩留在家跟他们的爸爸跟孩子的爸在一起，所以我终于可以尝到自由的滋味。那小孩子的相反就是成年人，成年人的英文是 grown up, grown up. Can you be a grown up and get over it? 意思就是说你可不可以像大人一样不要这么计较。 OK, smile, smile. Smile 的意思就是微笑。 Life is short, smile while you still have teeth.这句话是我很喜欢的一句话，意思说人生很短，所以你要趁你的牙齿还没有掉光时多笑一点。 Green, Green, Green 是露齿笑的意思。爱丽丝梦游仙境里面有一只那个紫色的那只猫，那只猫的英文是 The Cheshire Cat。 那如果要说它的 Cheshire Cat 的微笑，它的露齿笑很可爱的话，就可以说 The Cheshire Cat has the cutest grin. 那 smirk, smirk, smirk 的意思是得意的笑或是诡秘的笑。 Why do you have a smirk on your face? 就是你为什么笑得这么得意。 Touch, touch, touch 的动词是当动词用，然后是触摸的意思。那如果它加 ing touching 的话，除了是V-I-N-G 就是我正在摸这些东西的话，也可以当形容词，意思是说非常感人。 Touching, 那我们就可以说 The movie was very touching. You could hear people sobbing in the theater. 意思是说这部电影非常的感人，你可以在影厅里面听到很多人在啜泣。 Tap, tap, 那 tap 就有轻拍的意思，他如果轻拍一个人的肩膀就可以说 He tapped her on the shoulder to tell her she dropped something. 他拍他的肩膀跟他说他有东西掉了。 Poke, poke, poke 是戳的意思。那在电影那个那些年我们一起追的女孩里面，陈佳怡就拍就一直戳柯景腾的背，就可以说 She poked his back with a bullet pen. Bullet pen 是原子笔。那在影集里面你可能也会常听到说 Don't poke the bear, 意思就是说不要去惹那只熊。那这个谚语就会用在警惕一个人不要惹某人生气。 Stroke, stroke, stroke 当动词有抚摸的意思，或是摸头发的话会用 stroke 这个单字。那如果他喜欢有人去摸他的头发，就可以说 She likes it when someone strokes her hair。那 caress, caress, caress 有爱抚跟抚摸的意思。那如果一个女生在哭，然后男生摸她的脸，要让她就是擦泪，然后让她不要哭的话，就可以说 He gently caressed her face to make her stop crying. 啊，然后刚刚前面那个 stroke 如果当名词的话，就有笔画的意思。所以对外国人来说，我们汉字有很多笔画的话，他们就可以说 Chinese characters have a lot of strokes. OK, 好，那我们再练习一次 the sentence of today. I had really, really had it, and I wanted to say I shouldn't have to take home less to my child because some guy wasn't into me that day. Smiling isn't consent. Don't touch me. OK, and let's try again faster.I had really, really had it, and I wanted to say I shouldn't have to take home less to my child because some guy wasn't into me that day. Smiling isn't consent. Don't touch me. Okay, and that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. This is Cindy, and I'll see you guys soon. Have a nice day. Bye.